So, Shane, looking ahead to the big decider this coming weekend at Shure Downings up against St Mary's of Convoy. I'm sure there's a good buzz around Downings over the last number of days as you head into a county final.
There is, Ashton. There's a bit of a buzz around the team. All right, I suppose the only disappointing thing would be that there won't be any spectators there to see it, and there won't be anywhere for them to gather to watch it either, I suppose. There's a bit of a buzz around the training and around the club at the minute. We would have been very disappointed last year getting relegated from the intermediate. I mean, we went up to St. Noel's in the group stages and we lost with just a point. You know, they went on to win it and we got relegated to junior. So would have been a big goal of ours to get back to intermediate this year, you know, after getting promoted last year to Division 2 along with Convoy. You know, we would like to consider ourselves as an intermediate club with some good young talent coming through there. Pullers in it.
Yeah. Is there much of a difference between, say, the lower half of intermediate and the top tier of junior, Shane, do you feel?
I don't think there is, actually, to be honest, no. There wouldn't be a massive difference in standard altogether. I think it's the team that better prepares or the team that'll go on, you know. We were probably a bit unlucky last year with a lack of injuries going into the playoffs, and it hampered us, and maybe, you know, we probably didn't take it as serious as what we should have done. But hopefully we can rectify that and consolidate an intermediate spot.
Yeah. Listen, you're undefeated in this season's competition. What's been the key ingredient in the run to the final for you, Shane?
It's just preparation. You know, the lads have been very, very good. They've prepared well. We set out at the start of the year was to, you know, before the whole lockdown thing, was to survive Division 2 and to get back to intermediate. So this was one of our main goals. And they've worked hard. They've worked towards that, so... Please God, we can get over the line on Sunday.
Yeah, you had an extra week break as well. Do you think that could benefit you in the run through the game?
It has to, because we were carrying a few knocks and a few injuries. You know, nothing overly serious, but things, you know, that just weren't given a chance to clear up. So hopefully they'll be all cleared now by Sunday and we can give it a rattle.
Yeah. Well, one of those players was, of course, a man that's been around the county, seen Larkin Connor. He was nursing an injury and didn't start the semi-final. Will he be okay for the decider?
Well, I suppose we're giving him a few more days to see how he is, Ashin. You know, he's just not 100% cleared up yet, but we'll give him every chance to be ready.
Yeah. Who else are the worries for you, or can you say at this stage?
Eric Roberts was out there for a while too with a hamstring injury, and a few others, nothing majorly serious, but just carrying a few knocks that needed time, James Lee has a wee bit of hamstring as well, and Ashin Butch was out injured just a few games. So. No, just three knocks, but they'll clear up, hopefully, before the weekend.
Yeah. So what do you make of St Mary's of Convoy, your opposition? I'm sure you know lots about them, as you said. Both these are heading to Division 2 of the league. And when it resumes next year, you played each other twice last year. You'd be familiar with each other?
We'd be fairly familiar, fairly similar styles of play. I would think two good forward lines, but pacey, accurate, young sides, hopefully it'll be a good game. Hopefully we'll be able to shootout, see who comes out on top,
You scored 110 against Mavilla. You won the game by 6 points, but you get the match's only goal. Is this the type of game, do you feel, Shane, that whoever's going to get the goal could end up the match winner?
I think so, Washington. I think it's going to be very tight. I think goals are going to have a big in the game, and it's definitely going to come down to the wire, I think, this one, because there's very little between the teams, you see. The two teams got promoted last year to Division 2. They beat us in Convoy last year. We beat them in the innings, there's not really much to separate it, I don't think. Could be the bounce of a ball, a black card, a refereeing decision, anything can come up against these games.
Just finally, you mentioned it earlier, Shane, that you dropped out, obviously, from intermediate last year and you're looking to go straight back up again. Do you feel that maybe the campaign that you had in the intermediate and you were playing maybe not so much a better quality of team, but maybe at times a higher standard of football, could that end up being a factor come Sunday as well?
Well, it's that wee bit of extra experience, I suppose, Ashton, that you have. From playing, as you say, a higher standard, better teams, I suppose, more seasoned teams. So our lads would have that wee bit of experience, but I don't think it'll count for an awful lot on Sunday. I think whoever's going to be up for this one will take the honours.